Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 2:15. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Well, a day after we learned of a deal to move the Wizards and Capitals from D.C. to Alexandria in 2028, local leaders continue to sound the alarm over what the move would mean to the district's economy and those who live around the Capital One Arena. Now, the deal between Monumental Sports owner Ted Leonsis and Virginia still allows him to continue to bargain with D.C. if he chooses to. Hours before the announcement yesterday in Alexandria, D.C.'s mayor offered up $500 million in renovations to Capital One Arena. Leonsis wanted $600 million. Back in August, D.C. Councilman Charles Allen started talking about the much-needed repairs at Capital One and what it would mean if those repairs weren't done and to the future of the two teams in D.C.
Well, joining us now to talk about it is Councilman Allen, who represents Ward 6. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
First, your reaction to the proposed deal to move the Wizards and Caps to a new arena in Virginia?
I mean, just absolutely disappointed in this. I mean, I'm disappointed in Ted Leonsis' decision. Moving the Wizards and the Capitals is the wrong decision for the teams. It's the wrong decision for the district. But I also feel like I was trying to sound the alarm on this months ago that we needed to work aggressively and urgently to get a deal done to keep those teams at Cap One and downtown D.C.
So what piqued your interest? What concerns you at that time back in the summer when you first started to sound the alarm?
Well, if we remember back then, the contest, as it were, to start competing for a new NFL stadium is what was getting all the attention. And the thing is, we knew this lease was coming up. We knew that Virginia was courting Monumental Sports very aggressively. And I was concerned that we were taking our eye off the prize. And so my recommendation to the administration and to the city was, focus on the stadium and the arenas that you've got already. If we lose them, don't take them for granted. If we lose them, it's a significant economic blow to the district and downtown, and that's what it looks like is going to happen now.
What happened between then and now? Mayor Bowser put a $500 million offer on the table just a couple of hours after we learned that there was going to be an announcement. Was there ever an offer on the table to Ted Leonsis to stay?
Well, the first time that I or my colleagues ever saw a proposal on paper was the same time you saw that. That was hours after the deal had already been made in Virginia. So I don't know where the urgency was. I don't know where the aggressive strategy was. I think that is deeply concerning. It was what I tried to warn about months ago, is that we needed to focus on this. Rather than focusing on kind of the shiny object, which would be a less fruitful deal for DC's economy, we needed to focus on Cap One Arena. And that didn't happen. And I think that's why we find ourselves where we are.
So what do you think needs to happen next? The mayor says she's not done yet, but she has set up a task force to look at revitalization in case the move happens.
Well, that should have happened months and months ago. And having the Caps and Wizards as a part of that should have been the priority and should have been the plan. We absolutely have got to think about what our downtown is going to look like, what that revitalization is going to look like. I hope that just this terrible decision is going to finally ignite the fire that needs to happen to really focus on this. I think about our downtown as really needing laser-like focus. Think of it as a revitalization corporation almost that brings in the best and the brightest, people that eat, sleep, and drink downtown revitalization every day. I think that's what the city's got to have.
One quick question before we go. If the city were to put up $600 million, which is what we understand Ted Leonsis originally wanted, do you think he would stay in Chinatown?
I think he needed to hear the city aggressively court him and court the teams and put together a package, which could have been the same package we had the night before they traveled over to Virginia. That should have been offered months ago. That should have been what was on the table with that type of negotiation months ago. And then I think we'd be telling a very different story today.
Thank you, Councilman. We appreciate your time, your insight.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
D.C. Councilman Charles Allen.